response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
This Elon Musk is a bum. I mean, honestly, you get $1 trillion, you can't even get your stupid website to work right on the day that Giannis is gonna get traded. You decide, you know what, dude? Twitter's gonna go down right before you, right when you need it the most. Are you kidding me?
So I'm
right
not now? The only one.
No, it's
I
not
thought,
you.
I thought. Well, I can't tell anybody because they're gonna make fun of me.
No, game zone. You're good. It's not you. I immediately was like, because I was stressing because I was on Twitter obviously feverishly this morning, and then and I'm doing a home show today because we're taking our daughter to camp today after the show. And so I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh man, am I about to lose internet right before the show starts? So then I just like click in YouTube. YouTube worked. Everything else worked. It was like, nope. Just Elon Musk's website being a bum because he's sitting here like a fat cat with $1 trillion and he can't even get his dumb website to work.
So I was thinking something along those lines, but not into it like you when we got Brady Kachuk.
Yeah.
And
you
then
you got hacked?
No. And then I was thinking, if we get Giannis, would that be the two biggest stars to come in, not in the same sport, but in different sports at the same time?
No.
Because I was trying to think that Jimmy came before Tyreek.
Yes.
Right. It's close.
Yes.
But I think
close.
Jimmy came before Tyreek. I can't think of any other.
In a 24-hour span, getting Giannis and Brady Kachuk into the.
Or even the same kind of offseason.
The only thing that could talk. Because even Chris Bosh and LeBron were kind of a week apart. So.
But I said same sport, though. I'm saying different sports.
Different sports.
Right.
I'd have to think
about
it.
Because usually when one team is adding like that, the other team's in the. Like, we got other problems.
The only time you could probably, like, because you'd have to think about the times you would have to do it. So it'd feel like it would have to be hockey and basketball, unless, like, the Marlins made a trade.
Right.
That was on the same day or something. But I can't remember. I wouldn't know. But I will
Marlins
tell you this.
Marlins haven't done it.
Well, you know,
I was thinking maybe a football trade.
Yeah. But
hockey's just coming to the.
I guess they could do a football trade. Yeah, they could do a football trade. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. We'll start with the Panthers because there's really there's stuff. There's a lot more noise because Shams came out of his hiding today to go on television to scare all of us with this Giannis stuff. But we'll get to that in a bit. The Panthers, as Leroy said, mother bleeping traded for Brady Kachuk yesterday. Like, just Bill Zito doing Bill Zito things. If Bill Zito was running the Heat, Giannis would have been on the Heat at the trade deadline in March. Like, it would have happened already. This guy. So yesterday I was very scared. So, and I may still have to be scared. But I'm watching the news on my phone, and I'm like, oh, the Panthers, the first thing I see is Panthers in Seattle have a trade. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? And minutes later, Sam Miskevich going to Seattle. Oh, our boy Samo, he's leaving. You know,
I know.
Yeah, you know, he'll love Seattle, dude. He's gonna have a chance to flourish, you know. Then the Panthers pick up two picks, first round pick this year and a second round pick. You're like, oh,
that's a big haul for Sam Miskevich, right?
It is, everybody was like, what, he got what for Sam Miskevich? I mean, the Panthers flipped four picks for Brady Tkachuk, and the Panthers got two picks for Sam Miskevich. Like, so you knew immediately as that happened, you're like, oh, well, hold on. Let me get this straight. The Panthers, who have the ninth pick in the draft, just picked up the 25th pick in the draft. There's no shot that they're keeping those picks. Like, something is happening. Now, my initial reaction was, oh, they're going to get help. They're going for Hellebuyck. Like, this is the deal. They're going to trade for Connor Hellebuyck from Winnipeg. So I thought immediately, as soon as the Sam Miskevich trade happened, I'm like, I'm losing Sergei Bobrovsky today. On Father's Day. That's all I kept thinking about for an hour. I'm just like, I'm losing Bob. This is terrible. I can't believe this is how my Father's Day is going to go. I'm going to lose Sergei Bobrovsky on my Father's Day. This is unbelievable. And I don't know. I don't remember how long it was. It was probably a couple hours. Maybe it was an hour. I don't remember. My time's a little mixed up when I saw the tweet from Pierre Lebrun. I like saying his name. But Pierre Lebrun was basically like, I'm hearing Brady Tkachuk to the Panthers is done. I'm like, what? Like, it was one of those, like, you had to look at the tweet. I don't think I've looked at a tweet like that probably since, like, the Luka trade. I'm like, is this real? Am I looking at the real? Is this Pierre Lebrun? Like, am I looking at the right trade? You know, you have to, like, double check it because I just couldn't believe it. Because we always joke about it. We're like, ah, come on. Brady Tkachuk's going to end up on the Panthers one day. Like, that's, you know, we all, you know, we're being silly about it. But they didn't really have to trade him this year. But we had heard the noise that had come out of there, especially post-Olympics. And then the season ends. And they were just done with it. They were done with the entire – they didn't want to have a Giannis thing drag out. Oh, you're happy here, Brady? You like it here, Brady? He goes, nah, let's just trade him. And he had a full no-trade clause. So he gave him a list of four teams. The reports were that two things happened with his no-trade clause. That he, I think, put down Carolina, Vegas, Minnesota, and Florida. Minnesota, from what's being reported, apparently offered a king's ransom for him, and he was like, I just want to go to Florida. I don't know what to tell
right.
you.
He was trying to wait. So he was trying to put his true feelings and sprinkle some, you know, sprinkles on top of it so it didn't look like a Dame situation.
Yeah,
I will only go to Miami.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's just like he made it look good. He made it look good, and then he goes, you know, I just want to go to Florida. I just want to go to Florida. I want to go play with my brother. And so, and the word was, like, they were trying to get anything else from the Panthers. Like, they were trying to get Lundell. The Panthers are not trading Anton Lundell. Like, it's right. they love him too much. And they were like, can we get Carter Verhaeghe? And they're like,
what?
No, you can't get Carter Verhaeghe. Sorry. No, you get picks. That's what you get. So the Panthers basically just did a pick for Brady Tkachuk trade. And that's it. That's, you know, they were like, all right, we'll see you. And they gave up the two picks in this year's draft, a second round pick, and then I think a 29 top 10 protected first. So they're going to do this again to go get, you know, they'll go get Brady Tkachuk's, they'll go get a little Tkachuk cousin somewhere in a few years. Tkachuk? Yeah, they'll get a cousin.
Brothers Tkachuk and cousin Tkachuk?
Crazy. But
wouldn't it be something you say, Which three of the Tkachuks, the three chewing their mouthpiece?
Right, all of them.
They're obviously sitting there just chewing on the mouthpiece.
So, yeah, yesterday the Panthers do it again, and this is crazy. Like, the Tkachuks get to play with one another, and you're going to have a line with – I mean, look at this. I mean, is this going to be the most hated line in history, Leroy? Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, Brady Tkachuk.
Right.
I mean, they are going to terrorize people. They are going to bully.
You think
people.
They'll play on the same line?
That's what everybody's projecting. Okay. I mean, we'll see. I mean, Paul Maurice could always change things, of course. But
it's crazy because in hockey, you can have stars. but only in critical moments of a season will they all play together. Usually you kind of stretch them out a little bit, but to see Brady and Brady and his brother on the same, Matthew and Brady on the same line would be kind of crazy, right?
Insane. No, it's insane. And yes, like the Panthers, like this is Bill Zito's, you know, that was the turning point of his career. Basically, he's just like, all right, I'm trading for this guy, Matthew Tkachuk. And I remember he's like, this guy's a unicorn. He's going to change our franchise, change the attitude, 3 straight Stanley Cups. We all know the story. And then he's just like, I think I'm going to go trade for his brother too. His brother, his 26 year old brother. I'm just like, what can you say about Big Ball Zito? What can you say about him? Other than please don't, you know, he's incredible. He really is.
We've had this conversation before. And the conversation was, do you trust Bill Zito enough that if he made the move to get rid of Bob, you would just say, well, I trust Bill Zito. And you're like, no. But now you're back to like, he's the best. So he can is you make up your mind?
No, because
you can say, look, you can say, I understand I trust Bill Zito. I won't like the trade.
I think,
but that's not what you're saying. You're basically going off on him.
I don't trust getting rid of Sergei Bobrovsky, but I mean, like, look, it is what it is. I mean, the writing's on the wall. They got like $7 million left in cap space. So I think the answer is they're going to tell Bob, like, dude, you could take your $4 million a year, win 2 more cups, you're iconic forever, or you can go take the bag from the LA Kings. Like, I mean, it's obviously where it's written, where it's going. I can't imagine they still have enough in the arsenal for Hellebuyck unless they're willing to part with Anton Lundell, which they just don't seem like they are willing to. Look, I would never say that Bill Zito is a terrible GM. I just don't want him to lose Sergei Bobrovsky. And honestly, we don't have an answer for him. If we don't, if they don't have Connor Hellebuyck hiding under the mattress, you get rid of Sergei Bobrovsky. Like, you don't really have a proven answer there. Yes, he's old. So I imagine the thing has always been, hey, Bob wants to be here. Can we find something? Could they find something on the short term? Could they do a 1-year deal? And then Bob just rehashed. I don't know. We'll have to see. But dude, yeah, who's doing it like this guy right now? And everybody in Canada is furious. They hate our ass. They're calling Brady Tkachuk a coward and a liar and a bum. And the Panthers are just sitting here at the elbow room with like just laughing at it. And it, especially you watched it this weekend, you saw the and it looks like Twitter's back, by the way. I don't like that. What, Kyle Kuzma's tweeting. I don't like this.
That's hold your on. First tweet.
Hold.
Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, breaking news. Not Giannis related, but Shams has said breaking. University of Michigan coach Dusty May is the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
I got to tell you, he had a nice little run, but when all the players on your team are 24 years old,
oh yeah,
and you win a championship and then they all leave, like,
right? It's the one thing I'm like really stressed out about is like I've kind of given up. I gave up on the draft like a week ago. And I'm just like, oh, is Pat Riley really going to make me cram for the draft show tomorrow? Ugh, gross. Anyway, so that's news out there. As far as the Giannis thing is concerned, we'll get into it. Obviously, it's heading it's hitting the 11th hour. Is that what we call it? When we're hitting when you're running out of time. Why do they call it the 11th hour?
Because at midnight it changed. It's the next day. Really?
Is that really why they call it that?
Yes.
I didn't
the
know
11th
that.
Hour? The 12th hour is a new day.
But aren't there 24 hours in a day? Wouldn't it be the 23rd hour?
11th hour. 12 o'clock.
No, I know that's what they say, but like, wouldn't it suffice to say, like, if you're going to a new day, it would be the
23rd
hour?
If you were in the Marines?
Anybody else uses it?
Nobody uses 24-hour clock.
Everybody uses 24-hour clock.
Nope.
You're high as a kite, dude. What are you talking about?
Nope. I'm not doing that.
Everyone but America uses a 24-hour clock.
Yeah,
Leroy.
Everybody right. does.
Okay, but we're here. So that's why the 11th hour means...
Brittany, why do they call it the 11th hour? Did you look it up?
Yes, I did. The phrase at the 11th hour is an idiom that means at the last possible moment, just before it's too late. It comes from the Jesus parable in the Gospel of Matthew about workers hired in the vineyard. While some workers toiled for full 12-hour workdays, the landowner hired others at the 11th hour, 1 hour before the workday ended, and paid them all the same wage.
You were way off,
It's a biblical reference.
Well, like, I'm not the guy to be quoting biblical.
You were way off, dude. That was crazy. You're just like, yeah. It means right before midnight. So confident.
Last minute.
Give us a weather update, dude. Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. They're replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
I've noticed something. You only have this type of behavior when we're at our house.
What do you mean?
When we're face to face, you don't act like this.
Oh, you're high.
I wonder why.
I've angered you plenty of times in person.
No. Wait, Brittany, I don't co-sign. All right.
Assisting. Folks,
all you need to know is it's hot. Nothing's moving. If the winds are 5 miles an hour, that'd be great. Spotty clouds, I would guess, because the last couple of days, it has rained unbelievable at the end of the evening. So be careful for that. Expect some evening showers. Winds are coming out of the south. Not really moving, so it's hard to tell. And I'm going to say it's about 84 degrees.
He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, so...
You watch that Wyndham Clark?
Oh, man. Yeah, I did. It look, there was a bunch of times in that round where I went...
Squeaky cheeks.
But the problem is that he built a substantial lead and somebody was going to have to play an unbelievable round
right
to get close. And he was able to keep it just far away. So he never, I think if somebody had tied him for the lead, right, then maybe mentally you start thinking about it because right. You think you got to press to get the lead back. But he always had a one-shot lead. And so from that standpoint, he was always able to, and then he got it to two shots again, and then he missed a little short putt and it was down to one shot, and he played the last hole pretty good. So he parred the last hole to win. But yeah, it was like, because with these tournaments, like, especially at that moment, you never know when they play a bad hole, if that means mentally they're losing it, right? But that golf course was so hard. I think three guys wanted to par. I thought the winner would be over par, but he got out to such a good start. Think about this. He would have won by three shots if we would have quit after one round.
Crazy.
Right. It was crazy that score was shot on that golf course. And then he just basically hung on.
Let me tell you, the start off this week, the world's biggest soccer tournament continues, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Shout out to Team USA, by the way, advancing. They beat the Socceroos 2-0 and advanced. But today we got Argentina and Austria. Messi. Can he do it again? You think Messi's going to score today? That's currently trading at 52% off his hat trick. So a $100 trade pays out $186. You think he can score two goals? That's 18%. So a $100 trade pays out at $525. All of that going on today. If you want to take Argentina, is trading at 70%. They're an overwhelming favorite today. Maybe you think they'll be up by more than a goal and a half at halftime. That's trading at 41%. So check it all out on Kalshi. You can also check out the Giannis market right now. It's a little volatile for the Heat. So, I don't know if you want to look at that right now. I probably should have taken the payout on Saturday when all that noise was going on. Either way, on Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probabilities change. You can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app. Use my promo code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk. It may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Monday to everybody out there. The World Football Scoreboard is brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly a match for every match with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Today, here's your lineup in the World Football Scoreboard. 1 o'clock, you got Messi in Argentina. They're back at it, taking on Austria. Then at 5 o'clock, we got France and Iraq. Later on tonight at 8 o'clock, we got Norway and Senegal. And then the late game, Jordan and Algeria. So that's what we got coming up today. But
Watching just the overall, I watched some games, but, you know, I'm in and out.
Yep.
And I rely on, how can I put this? What I've been told as far as countries being good. But we just make assumptions what countries are good, and some of them aren't doing well. Right?
Like, who are you referring to?
So I watched Paraguay, right? Mm-hmm. Or Uruguay, who's Solana's from. So
Uruguay?
Yeah. And I'm like,
it's been very disappointing.
Yeah. Like, I'm like,
but I don't think nobody thinks Uruguay was gonna win the thing.
Like, no, but just like, I was expecting, you know, just teams to play like.
Okay. The only thing you can say, though, is the show, the Cabo Verde tied Spain, who was
right. Upon and that's so that's where I was getting to, is that, you know, like, this happens in all the sports. If your team has done well, we assume they're going to do well and continue. And yet from the sport that I've been in, it's like everybody's chasing you. And sometimes they catch up to you with talent or how they play, and you don't even notice it. And are there some teams in the tournament that have, you know, come out of nowhere, not simply because they haven't gotten better, but because we just make the assumption that that country's not going to have a good soccer team?
Yeah, probably USA. Yeah, I think probably USA.
That's too.
Probably, yeah, probably right. Honestly, if you were to say, like, who's been probably the most surprising dominant team so far. Right. And I got to tell you, Australia, you embarrassed the hell out of yourself in that second half. The theatrics were disgraceful.
It almost made it unwatchable.
Oh, it's really rough. I mean, you see these guys writhing in pain, and then they go to the replay, and they're not even touched. It was embarrassing to see. It really, really was. But they advanced. I mean, USA has been killing it. They've been absolutely awesome. So we'll see. But I think the thing that has been fun is, like, there's been a lot of the stars have come out to play. Like, that's right. That's been really exciting. Egypt's free, you know, was going crazy yesterday for their first win. Mo Salah had a big performance. He's like celebrating in the streets. It was all cool, man. I think that's been a vibe. Scotland is taking over Lone Depot tonight. Do you know that?
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
Scotland.
They drank Boston out of beer.
They drank Boston out of beer, and
guess what Lone Depot's doing? Got a section for you right over here.
I think the section is the stadium, dude. I think they're taking over the entire stadium today. So that Marlins game, by the way, shout out to the Marlins. They're coming off a sweep this weekend. Kicked the crap out of the San Francisco Giants. Kyle Stowers is looking all the way back.
I just got your text. Morrell.
Text about tomorrow? Oh.
Like,
what a day.
I thought, Brittany, when I saw the text, happy Father's Day to me, because I'm running around too. I'm thinking, oh, that's right. Let me wish my brothers happy Father's Day. I hadn't even read the text. I just saw happy Father's Day to me, as if, like, you knuckleheads didn't wish me happy Father's Day. That's how I saw the text. And then I went back because then I saw when I sent the text, it was like everybody was just replying to that text, right? So then I go back and read it. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, Christopher Morel was designated for assignment. A great day yesterday. That was a roller coaster of emotions yesterday. It was like, woo, high. Then I thought I was losing Bob. Then I was back high again for Brady Tkachuk. Then I was low.
Where are you? Right here.
I don't feel confident. I don't feel very confident, to be honest with you.
Because you got scar tissue, or you really? So if I make you Milwaukee, right? And I look at it this way. Let's look at it realistically.
Let's do this.
Yes.
We got to take a break because we're off clock a little bit. We'll come back. We'll unpack the whole Giannis thing on where things stand right now because I don't want to short you. And I also don't want to put the clock on blast. So we'll take a break. We'll get into all things Giannis coming on up here on the show on where things stand, where things were. Things seemed very hot and heavy on Saturday night. Now it seems like we're going to get a decision, but it's between basically, you know, the Heat and Boston. Shams is finally back out and reporting deets on it. So we'll get into all that coming up here on Tobin and Leroy. After.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
To this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As we are on Giannis watch with every hour that goes by, as will he get traded before the draft? So today, here's where things stand, all right? This was Shams Charania today was on Jet Up, and he said that he will be traded before the draft, that he said that is the place it's going to go, that this is coming down to Miami or Boston. Everybody now is, you know, away from the nonsense that Jaylen Brown is not on the table or they're fine. In fact, Windhorst is out here saying today, even if Jaylen Brown doesn't end up in Milwaukee, they're probably trading Jaylen Brown. Like they apparently are at the point where they're moving on from Jaylen Brown regardless.
Which is crazy in itself when you, like most sports are, you know, talent acquisition, you know, has a talent acquisition proponent. And I don't know if you're going to get anybody as good as Jaylen Brown in return.
Yeah, it is crazy that they've gotten to that point, but also not surprising based on how you've heard his comments towards the end of the year. It sounds like, though, this was the interesting thing to me. Shams said that if Milwaukee goes with the Celtics offer, Jaylen Brown will be in Milwaukee, that they are not flipping Jaylen Brown, that they are going to keep Jaylen Brown and play Jaylen Brown, which we have heard reports that Jaylen Brown wouldn't want to be in Milwaukee. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, maybe this is just get this thing done by the draft, you know, get their guy and put this behind them. And then again, they can go to work on trading another star. It's kind of, I talked about this on Friday. I think that's unbelievably weird. Like, why wouldn't you just trade one guy, get your package instead of trading for a guy who's probably going to be disgruntled being there anyway. But as Leroy has pointed out and is very familiar with, this is a weird ass owner. I mean, like, he's very, very temperamental. He has done crazy things like pay a quarterback $240 million guaranteed with a massage scandal hanging over his head, not cleared. He has paid
his best player.
He traded his best player, but he also paid that. He also paid that guy for basically multiple times to keep him in Cleveland before relenting on it.
Right.
So, and he seems very much in the forefront of this Milwaukee movement than he ever has. Cause it used to be Wes Edens kind of as the guy and John Horst would get to go things. Don't know if the GM gets to call the shots here. Now, listen, I don't really want to, I don't care what the reasoning is. Like, look, the Heat, if they end up losing out to the Celtics in this, is still going to look unbelievably bad. I mean, you're going into this thing with a situation where you are once again going to lose out to them in another summer derby. Been my kind of whole point the entire thing. I don't even think I want Giannis that bad. I just don't want to lose to the Celtics.
So
I don't want the Heat losing to the Celtics. And they may just be in a position where this guy wants to hold up instead of a responsible package, that he's just like, I got Jaylen Brown. He was a better player than Giannis last year anyway.
So here's the deal. I like to look at these situations from a common sense, which, let's just say this, everybody involved doesn't always have common sense, because we just talked about a guy who gave $240 million to a guy that we all knew was going to miss time, and you didn't have a quarterback. So let's start there. But here's the deal. If you want picks and young players, the Jaylen Brown pick doesn't make sense, because you're not there yet. And you're going to pay 60, 70 plus million to a guy and you have no support around him?
Yeah, it's going to be him, Miles Turner.
Right.
I guess Bobby Portis is going to stick around.
So the thing about what the Heat have that makes this a more appealing deal, and you have to understand, just sports is cyclical, okay? When teams see something work with success, they try to emulate that. Who had the most recent success doing that? That would be Oklahoma City. They got a boatload of picks. They got a boatload of young players, and they still have picks. So if you're thinking like that and thinking about who had the most recent success trading a star, right? It would be them. And the way they did it was acquiring a boatload of picks. You don't do it by getting rid of an old star and bringing in another star, because you're getting rid of that guy because he's got no supporting cast. So it makes no sense from a common sense perspective. It makes no sense to get Jaylen Brown if you're going to keep it. None. That being said, every time I think of a rational argument here, and that is why the Heat's offer is better, for not necessarily better than what you're going to get in return, but for what you want to do as a franchise in Milwaukee. Every time I say, yep, you make sense, I give myself dap, I think Deshaun Watson.
Of course. How could you not?
And so from that standpoint, right, as long as people are involved, common sense be damned. Because franchises and organizations have made moves that made no damn sense ever since we've been following sports.
But this is the thing, though, dude. If you're the Miami Heat, if you come out of this thing without them, you can't go to your fan base and be like, oh, but the Bucks owner is crazy. Like, you did that thing with Joe Cronin. No one's going to want to hear that, because right. every time it's somebody else, it's Jimmy's fault. It's Joe Cronin's fault. It's the crazy Bucks owner fault. It's like, how come you guys are never in a position to make it the package that gets it done? You know, like, it's never done. So, all right, you're in a situation right now where, you know, you have an owner who's a star bleeper and that he wants it. How do you finesse this to make that not happen? Because Boston is really going, if Boston is able to swing the disgruntled Jaylen Brown situation, because they're going to move him no matter what, and they turn it into Giannis without giving anything else up, and you basically sat here saying, we're offering our entire roster basically outside of picks outside of Bam Adebayo, and you still couldn't get it done. Yeah, there's probably part of you that's like, what are we supposed to do? But also, like, what's going on in these negotiations where, like, you can't find the path to ever get it over the goal line? How is it possible? How is it always everybody else's fault that this happens? And, dude, if this happens, like, I just don't know where the fan base's faith is ever going to be with this regime.
So
for the time being, because we did this last year with Kevin Durant, where you sat here and you were like, yeah, we got this. And by the way, I think we're on the anniversary of the Durant trade happening. you did this with Damian Lillard, and now we're going to go through this another summer with Giannis. And two of those, we had to do it twice because the KD thing happened at the deadline and then in the summer. And then this one happened at the deadline and then in the summer. Like, you're just becoming a punchline at this point if you can't get Giannis. You just are. Because every single time you got to drag, it's not just that you guys are in these talks, but you got to drag your fan base through the same roller coaster time and time again. It's why I haven't been moving the same this summer. It's why I haven't put on the captain's hat. It's why I haven't been doing the whale sounds, because I've been terrified about this happening. And even on Saturday night, Leroy, I know you're not on social media like I am, but there was all this social media vague posting, which I was trying to allow myself to get excited about, but I almost found myself staring at the orca being pulled in like Green Goblin and Spider-Man. I almost found myself coming back, and I'm just like, I am not going to celebrate until I see a tweet that says Giannis has been traded to the Miami Heat, because I am terrified, rightfully so, about having my heart stomped on again. And right now we're sitting on a spot where, okay, whatever happened, where everybody around this thing was confident. I mean, people were talking on Saturday night, Leroy. They were talking about Tyler Hero to Detroit is already picking up steam. LA may be getting Khalil Ware in a 4-team trade. Like, it was going, everybody had these machinations. You know, the Bucks are going to get 6 picks. The Heat are going to get Giannis and I think it was Beef Stew, or maybe it was Giannis and somebody else. Maybe Beef Stew was going somewhere else. Dude, it was all over the place. And then in 24 hours, it just went dead silent. And now we're sitting here and be like, Shams is up here being like, no other teams are going to be involved. It's going to be the Heat, the Celtics. They're going to be direct deals. That's it. That's going to be the trade. And we're going to be here. And I'm just like, I can't believe we're getting strung along like this again. And if you can't get this done, and if Pat Riley and the entire front office and ownership loses to Brad Stevens again, I don't know what it's going to take for this fan base to have faith in the Miami Heat again. And look, they've built up a lot of goodwill. They've had a lot of success. But you can only take your fan base on an emotional roller coaster for so many years in a row. And the team has been getting worse, and there's been no major acquisitions to make them better.
Well, the crazy thing that you also have to consider, everybody else in the NBA is trying to get to where the Heat are now with young talent and letting them play and letting them grow together, and Heat are playing young player games, right? So they're not about those young players. Somebody in the chat said, Leroy, they did get SGA in a trade. But wasn't that a draft day trade?
No, it was a trade. He played for the Clippers. He was drafted by the Clippers, and then he got traded in the Paul George trade.
Did he play a year or?
He was young.
He was very young.
He was young, but he played for the Clippers before he was traded.
Right. So, look, and again, I get that Jaylen Brown's only 29, but 29 attached to $70 million or $60 million is pretty steep when the rest of your team is going to be draft picks and young guys. They're on a different time frame, right? And what ends up happening is you end up having to move Jaylen Brown also. I think that I do believe this, that the Heat will get Milwaukee kind of where they want to be sooner than you having to make 3 or 4 additional moves to get there.
Agreed. But what if it's, but again, it goes back to what do they want to hold up as the win? Do they want to hold up as, right, you know, hey, we got multiple lottery picks and we're going to get all these guys in a great draft and we have this. Right. I mean, listen, let me tell you something, Leroy. We did this interview with Udonis Haslam on Friday. I don't know where the hell it is or going to get released. I was ready to back out of the Giannis trade. The way he was talking about Khalil Ware, I was ready to back out. I'm like, I don't think I could trade that guy.
You know how I feel. Everybody has gotten on me for feeling that way about Khalil.
Sure.
Right? Like, oh, you got rid of it. I'm like, okay. I backed off. I think Khalil's going to be a tremendous player. I don't think guys built like him and have the skill set that he has, you see every day. You don't. So from that standpoint, it is not Kalel's fault that you played mental gymnastics with him. Right? If he was in any of the other 29 teams in the NBA, he would have played 75 games with 30 minutes a game. And they would have fought through it and struggled through it and coached him up. Any other franchise.
Where's your confidence right now, Brittany? Where are you at? Where have you been with this whole roller coaster over the weekend?
So on Saturday, when I saw the same reports that you did about the three-team trade, I felt really confident. I was like, oh, this is happening. And even yesterday, I thought, at some point, I'm going to get this notification that we got Giannis. Like, I was feeling really confident. Then this morning, the reports came out about the Celtics and how they are willing to give up Jaylen Brown. And I just, my confidence went completely to the floor. I don't think that we're going to get Giannis. I just don't see a world where it happens.
I think that they've been willing to give up Jaylen Brown the whole time. I think the thing that I've been confused about, and I talked about this on Friday again, is like, I just didn't see the benefit of them getting just Jaylen Brown. Now, maybe maybe they'll get, if they get Jaylen Brown and three first round picks, then legitimately the Heat couldn't do anything that's going to top that, because then they could either keep Jaylen Brown, got the same amount of picks, and they could then flip Jaylen Brown if they want to. But the way it's always been reported is, oh, they're just going to get Jaylen Brown. And I just was very confused by that.
Yeah, like a one-for-one trade doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make it just patently doesn't make sense. Mm. But sometimes you don't get to really reason with whatever an organization wants in this whole thing.
It's like what Portland did to us with Dame. It's like it didn't make sense. That trade didn't make sense.
Yeah. So I don't know, but obviously my confidence is low, because why would it be high? I mean, why would we be in a spot where it was high with how the pattern always goes with this?
And we've had confidence in the organization before.
Right.
And saying that, oh, it's Pat Riley, it's the Miami Heat, they always manage to get these things done. And after a couple of times of it being swing and miss, now it's okay to be a little skeptical, because you're not sure, right? You are not sure. And, well, and the that's truth of it is, the part have, of it yeah, that's they, frustrating.
They haven't dazzled us with the moves in Jimmy Butler. They haven't. They've had a couple good ones. You know, like they've had the Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder trade. They had, you know, maybe getting, and they've made improvements, like signing Kyle Lowry and getting PJ Tucker. But they haven't wowed us with they haven't done a Bill Zito in 6 years. They haven't. They haven't done a Bill Zito's doing this year after year. Bill Zito's like, you want Kachuk, you want Sam Reinhart, you want Sam Bennett, you want Brad Marchand. You know, boom, 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 boom. Like, he's just got one after the other after the other.
Right.
And I understand that the mechanisms are a little different, because there's no trades in hockey and things like that.
And here's the thing. Like, I don't necessarily know if we hear about the deals that he's making that don't go through, because they're winning. So every deal that he makes, we look at, right? Like, oh, that's Bill Zito doing it again. When you look at the Heat, it's like every deal that can be made, everybody knows about it. And when they don't make it, right, you're like, oh, Pat's lost it. But Bill Zito could have the same success rate too.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're winning, they have more assets, he kind of can always pull these trades off.
The thing is, I just think, more so than even needing Giannis, the Miami Heat need to win by getting Giannis. And just to restore the morale of the fan base, and everything else can be figured out after that. But if they don't, it's not that there won't be other pivot moves. Maybe they can go and figure something else out.
Right.
I don't know. But it's going to be just such another blow to the faith the fan base is at right now, because it's hanging on by a thread. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.